It's Resurrection Sunday. He is risen indeed. But what if the resurrection never happened? And the first picture I found that, you know, the cross, what if Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, that's Christ alone. But if the tomb still contains a body, what if? There's nothing new under the sun. That comes from the Bible. You've heard that phrase, Ecclesiastes 1:9. But nothing new under the sun. All of history to today, there's one constant. Human nature. Because of the fall. And so the culture we live in is, we have other unique problems, but not necessarily so different because humans are involved. In the Apostle Paul's day, as he wrote to the church at Corinthians, and my army brothers and sisters like to point out that Corinth was a navy town, so of course it had problems. But a lot of the things we still see today. And so as Paul was writing to a church, and those of us that are part of this church family, we were just finishing up a series on 1 Corinthians, but appropriate in chapter 15, some of the things that we deal with. The idea of looking for status. What's most important in our culture and the Roman culture of that day? Religious pluralism, for the adult Bible study, just talking about how we've lost the idea of exclusive truth or that there are many paths to God. So pluralism and all the temples they had in that day, well, we have our own types of temples now. The cosmopolitan immigration and trade, we're a global village now. And Corinth is a navy town right along the Isthmian Canal. There was that very central to trade in the Roman Empire. Tourist attractions, a lot of people would go to Corinth for all sorts of types of things that Navy people like. But also then the priority of the business and rhetoric and pragmatism and all these things that we look to that make sense based on secular type standards. And then the idea of honor and shame. And what is most important, you know, think of the Romans, but what do we want? What brings honor? What brings our 15 minutes of fame? And a lot of that was based on a social construct. My rights, my definition. You will respect me for who I say that I am. And as a famous scholar that wrote a big thick book on 1 Corinthians said, Corinth was at once the New York, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas of the ancient world. So they're not so far off from what we have. And what then were some of the issues that the Apostle Paul was writing? Well, in verses 12 to 19 is what we're going to focus on. The bad news, there's a problem. They had an assumption based on culture and Greek philosophy, all that stuff, that there was no historical or bodily resurrection. And if that is the case, Paul says, then we have some real problems. And a couple of them that he mentioned that the preaching is in vain. We're wasting our time. Do you know the Masters golf tournament's going on right now? Why don't we just go play golf? We're wasting our time if there's no resurrection. Your faith is of no value. Christianity is a hoax. All of the historical facts of Christianity and why what we believe is unique is based on the gospel message, yes, but up in the first 11 verses of that chapter that I read, but the resurrection, if a dead man didn't get out of the tomb, it's all a hoax. Once again, nice breakfast, I'm going to go eat a nice lunch, and we're wasting our time. And as Paul said, the apostles lied. They were false witnesses. What they said about God and what he did in the resurrection, well, either he's not powerful, he's a God, he's not powerful enough to raise his son, or Maybe it's just not true. Folks, and we live in a culture that is, you know, maybe in Corinth's day they didn't understand it, but today we live in a culture that it's, you know, don't have time for it, or it must not be true. It's all lies. But then also your faith is futile, worthless, empty. And the hard truth, if there's no resurrection, you and I are still in our sins. Relatives that have passed, beeper. They've fallen asleep. They're not getting back up. They're not waking up. Fallen asleep, a euphemism for dying. They're not waking up. They're dead. They've perished. Death is final. We have no hope. Wishful thinking. That's all we have in this life. And there's an ism we call that existentialism. Big word, but just existence. You're born, you live your life, and you die. Man simply is. Life is meaningless. Leads to things like despair, dread, absolute autonomy. If there's no God, I'm in charge. And up earlier or later, actually, in 1 Corinthians, Paul quotes, let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die, if that's all there is. But no hope. Folks, we live in a culture. They don't have hope. And then all the things they say about us silly Christians, narrow-minded, silly Christians, we should be pitied. We're miserable. We deserve the abuse and the ridicule of the world because we believe a fairy tale. And so, if there's no resurrection, do we not believe the facts of history, or do we not understand the reality, the importance of what it says? And in our culture, you know, well, I don't believe that. Okay, well, fine. But ultimately the question is it true? I don't care what you believe. I mean, I do, but ultimately it doesn't matter what you or I believe. It's, is it true? And in our culture, we talked a little bit about this earlier, but you know, self-centered, I'm the captain of my own ship. My truth, well, okay, that's great, but is your truth true truth? And so the resurrection, the bad news, Paul is using just a sort of rhetorical, but told him the gospel if it's not true. But it is. And the reality in the next verse 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead. The tomb is empty. And this is not the message with all the historical facts and all the reasons why. It is empty, but now. And so Christianity, folks, if you are a Christian, we have a relationship with a risen Savior. We are not working. You mean you're all nice people? But we're not working. We're not good enough to do what a dead prophet tells us to do. Works righteousness, folks, that is alive and well. Well, not so well. It's dangerous. In the church, even. But in the world. We have a relationship with a risen Savior. He is the first fruits for us. Versus based on what we do. And so the gospel, big word, but it just means the good news. In those first 11 verses, Paul shares with them, you guys know this, Corinth. Even for Navy people, you ought to be able to figure this out. You say you believe this, right? Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scripture and was seen by a lot of eyewitnesses, including me, says Paul. That's good news. That a dead man got out of the tomb. The tomb is empty. Because the Bible is very clear about who God is, how big our sin is, but how much bigger God's grace is. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. When you have a defective view of God as a nice old Santa Claus, old man up in the sky, that's not the God of the Bible. His holiness and sin, any sin, we cannot be in His presence. We fall short of His glory. Later in Romans 6:23, sometimes you've heard maybe the Roman road, they'll call this. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wages, we earn those. And what we try to do in our own self-righteousness, the Bible talks about in Isaiah, that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We're not good enough. You're nice people. But you're not good enough to earn God's favor and stand in His presence. You earn that the wages of death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our resurrected Lord. And then Romans 4:25, tying the importance of that resurrection, who was delivered up because of our offenses. We've read, you know, Adam, in Adam, the fall, sin, we have a sin nature, but in Christ, all kinds of people are being made alive. He was delivered up because of our offenses. He died on that cross and was raised because of or for our justification. Big word meaning our standing before God, because a dead man got out of the tomb. Our Savior, that was the first fruits and defeated death and hell. And so therefore, those of us who have put our trust in Christ alone are declared righteous in God's eyes. And that's the only way any of us, Billy Graham, Mother Teresa, anybody, gets to heaven, is the righteousness of Christ. So if the resurrection is not true, if it never happened, we've got serious problems. And we're wasting our time here. But it is. And He is risen indeed. And because He lives, we can face tomorrow. So that's what's going to be our final song. So, musicians, caught him out. Yes. Folks, and it's all for God's glory. So, welcome to Resurrection Sunday. Glad you're here. And I think most of us know that. But if the resurrection's not true, we should agree with the world. But if it is true, and you have doubts, you might want to make sure about the truthfulness of that. Not, you know, well, that's just, you know, I believe. Well, I don't care. If the tomb is empty, you've got to wrestle with that fact. So, amen. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank You for our risen Savior. He's in the world today. And because of that, may we have the hope. All those things that Paul says we wouldn't have, we do have. And thank You that our sin has been taken care of by our Savior because He lives. He's alive in Christ alone. Wonderful, merciful Savior. Thank You that we can celebrate together as brothers and sisters on Resurrection Sunday, because He lives. We give You all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen.